You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Oh, Here we go again, and welcome to the program we have named Neon Jazz. Shooting us in the right direction on this hour of music is tenor saxophonist Willis Jackson with the tune The Goose is Loose off a 1997 remaster of the album Bar Wars. Nicknamed the Gator, the Miami native Willis joined Duke Ellington alumnus Cootie Williams' band in 1949 after being discovered by Eddie Vinson. During the 1950s, he participated in R&B and jazz recordings, primarily as a session musician. He also toured as leader of the backing band of singer Ruth Brown, whom he married. Jackson joined Prestige Records in 1959, making a string of jazz albums, which proved to be an influence on the burgeoning soul jazz movement. During this era, Jack McDuff and Pat Martino became famous through association with Jackson. Interestingly enough, Jamaican ska innovator Prince Buster has cited Jackson's song Later for the Gator as one of the first ska songs ever produced. Never underestimate the crossover potential of the jazz craft into all genres of music. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the birthplace of the Kansas City Shuffle, here in Kansas City, Missouri. Opening up the best of our musical catalog from cats like Ahmad Jamal, Glenn Miller, and Woody Herman. Up next on Neon Jazz, we take you into the lost sessions of Stan Getz with Feijoada from the 1989 release Bosses and Ballads. Thank you. Soul. Nina Simone with the 1966 song, Give Me a Pigfoot and a Bottle of Beer, off a folksy Nina with Strings album. Nina Simone was a singer, songwriter, pianist, arranger, and civil rights activist widely associated with jazz music. Simone aspired to become a classical pianist while working in a broad range of styles. Her musical style arose from a fusion of gospel and pop songs with classical music. In particular, with influences from her first inspiration, Johann Sebastian Bach, and accompanied with her expressive jazz-like singing and her characteristic low tenor. She injected as much of her classical background into her music as possible to give it more depth and quality, as she felt that pop music was inferior to classical. Her intuitive grasp on the audience-performer relationship was gained from a unique background of playing piano accompaniment for church revivals and sermons regularly from the early age of 6 years old. There's no one like Nina, and never will be. Up next on the show, pianist Duke Jordan with the tune Split Quick from his 1961 album Flight to Jordan. That was recorded live on the last day of 1945 by jazz pianist, composer, and arranger Mary Lou Williams off the album Lonely Moments, The Zodiac Suite. Mary Lou wrote hundreds of compositions and arrangements and recorded more than 100 records. She wrote and arranged for such band leaders as Duke Ellington and Benny Goodman, and she was a friend, mentor, and teacher to Thelonious Monk, Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, and Dizzy Gillespie. Very impressive. At 19, Mary Lou joined Andy Kirk's 12 Clouds of Joy and accepted a long-standing engagement in Kansas City. She recorded extensively with Kirk and KC. Just another example of our town sprouting the roots and evolution of jazz. Listen real good in this next tune. You can hear Earl Father Hines talking while pounding the keys in the tune Love is Just Around the Corner off his 1963 album, Ralph Gleason's Jazz Casual with Earl and Joe Sullivan.
This is Neon Jazz.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny, but we're traveling along, singing a song, side by side. Oh, we don't know what's coming tomorrow. Maybe it's trouble and sorrow, but we're traveling the road, sharing our load, side by side.
Should fall just as long as we're together. It doesn't matter at all
when
they've all had their quarrels and parted. We'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song side by side. They've all had their quarrels and parted. We'll be the same as we started, just traveling along, singing a song side by side, side by side, side by side, just traveling along, singing a song side.
That was a solid tandem of Ray Charles and Betty Carter with the tune Side by Side off a very cool 1961 album. Ray was a pioneer in the genre of soul music during the 1950s by fusing rhythm and blues, gospel, and blues styles into his early recordings. The influences upon his music were mainly jazz artists of the day, such as Art Tatum, Nat King Cole, Louis Jordan, and Louis Armstrong. Whereas jazz singer Betty Carter was renowned for her improvisational technique and idiosyncratic vocal style. Her devotion to the jazz idiom was such that her fellow vocalist Carmen McRae once claimed that there's really only one jazz singer, only one, Betty Carter. Together, these two musicians did what many have done in the jazz craft. They came together to create a classic album. Up next is a loud, proud, rousing rendition by Kit Carson with the 1956 song, Band of Gold.
Yeah.
I've never wanted wealth untold. My life has one design. A simple little band of gold to prove that you are mine. Don't want the world to have and hold, for fame is not my line. Just want a little band of gold that you are mine. Some sail away to Araby and other lands of mystery, but all the wonders that they see will never tempt me. Memories will soon grow cold, but till the end of time, I'll have a little band of gold to prove that you are mine.
Sail away to Araby and all the lands of mystery.
Wonders that they see will never tempt me. Their memories will soon grow cold, but till the end of time, I'll have a little band. that you are mine. A band of
was an interesting melding of music by VJ Iyer with Prasanna and Nitin Mitta with the tune Gauntlet off a 2011 disc called Tirtha. VJ, spelled V-I-J-A, is Indian, and he's a jazz pianist, composer, bandleader, producer, electronic musician, and writer based in New York City. He received 15 years of Western classical training on violin beginning at the age of 3. He began playing the piano by ear in his childhood and is mostly self-taught on that instrument, a solid modern talent in our jazz universe. Let's stick in the 21st century here on Neon Jazz. Here's the hugely talented Nora Jones, teamed up with Charlie Hunter with the song More Than This, off a nice 2010 release called Featuring Nora Jones with many guest musicians.
I could feel there was no way of knowing, falling leaves in the night. Who can say where they're blowing? As free as the wind, and hopefully learning why the sea on the tide has no way of turning. More than this, there is nothing. Oh, more than this, you tell me.
Has no way.
tell me one thing. Oh, then there is nothing I
That was jazz pianist and composer Jason Moran with the song Gangsterism on States on a live 2002 album, The Bandwagon. Jason debuted as a bandleader with the 1999 album soundtrack to Human Motion. Since then, he has garnered much critical acclaim and won a number of awards for his playing and compositional skills, which combine elements of stride piano, avant-garde jazz, classical music, hip-hop, and spoken word. To cap off this exposure, he was named a 2010 MacArthur Fellow. The sun is shining bright and Jason shades. Up next on Neon Jazz is the U.S. Navy Commodores with Don't Get Around Much Anymore off a live 2006 album.
Saturday day, heard they crowded the floor, awfully different without you, don't get around much anymore, thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door, they'd have asked me about you, don't get around much anymore. Well, darling, nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on dates, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
Again, that was the U.S. Navy Commodores with Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Leading us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is one of the best to ever enter the throes of jazz. Here's Duke Ellington with the tune Very Special off a 1962 album, Money Jungle. Thanks for joining us on another Hour in the Jazz, and to my good friend and show engineer, John Christopher, for his expertise in making us all sound good. Let us know what you think about Neon Jazz, or give us a suggestion or two. Send us an email at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. We'll be right back. Up next is a loud, proud, rousing rendition by Kit Carson.
I hate that word.
Every time. It's just
interesting, irregardless.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a word.
Man, and I always misspell. Okay.
Neon Jazz.